Welcome to the greatest men's club in the world. It's not a country club, it's a grilling club, where every weekend they're going to talk about taking an animal and throwing it on some scorching flames and turning it into the tastiest morsels of goodness on this earth. As a matter of fact, it's kind of caveman, but they don't drag women into their cave. No, they're going to teach you how to make that food so good you can lure them into your cave and keep her hair looking good. When you want to find the center of the barbecue universe, just look at a map of North America and look for that big grilling mitt. That's where we're at. It's the Grilling Guys.
Brr, it is the Grilling Guys, and I hope if you're out on your back deck doing a little grilling, you got your double Stormy Cromer on like I wore today. We are getting a little break here at the weekend, but boy, did we have a frigid week. I hope you got through that, and if you decided not to grill two or three days last week when we were in that frigid weather, we're going to let you keep your man card intact, because even for a griller, that's asking a lot to get out there when that wind chill was in 20, 30, 40, 50 below, wherever you might have been. But that is some cold barbecue, Bob. I'm Jop. He is Bob. What's cooking, baby?
Hey, thanks, Jop, and welcome to the show. Add smoky to frigid. I mean, it's so cold, I don't know if the smoke will even roll off my smoker right now. It kind of just hangs and then drifts downward as it it's just ridiculous.
Yeah,
it was only 11 below, but you know, could be worse. I saw right. Chicago had a wind chill of 75 below. Anchorage maybe was somewhere around there, so yeah it's not that bad. 11, right. 11 below is nothing, especially with no wind. Well, welcome to the show. Thanks a lot. It's Super Bowl food from the grill.
Right. Can we say Super Bowl, or do we have to say the big game? Or we just have to give them credit that it is their word, not ours, right?
I don't know.
We'll go with that. But anyway, for the big game, if you got a gig tomorrow, Sunday that is, when you're putting together, we're going to talk about some tasty treats that you might want to consider throwing on your buffet table. This is grazing time for me, Bob. I don't want a meal. I want to graze. I want a snack. There's some great proteins that we can throw out there and do them on the smoker. This weekend, Sunday, at least where we are, where Brian and I, our producer, was talking about it before you got here, we were looking at like a 60-degree, 70-degree temperature change from Wednesday, Thursday last week to Sunday. So it's going to be a sloppy mess, I think, if it gets
44 and rain.
Right, if it gets where we are, but anyway.
So today it's supposed to get up to 40 also.
Right.
But it's not going to rain, so we're going ice fishing.
There you go. Great day to do it.
Yep, going out to our buddy Greg's cottage up in Greenville, and he wants to learn how to ice fish. So my son-in-law and daughter Maggie live right by him, and they got all the gear. I went to Alan Bob's last night and grabbed a few more little walleye rods, and we're going to have some fun.
Bait. You need some bait.
He's got the bait. We've got minnows and waxworms, but at the last minute, decided to go to the daughter's house in Knoxville, right? Emily's been on the show several times. She's our little chef down there. And the next thing you know, it turns into Florida and Knoxville. So this thing, I'm going to be gone for like about a week and a half. You're going to have to find some help.
I've done it before. I'll do it again. It's not a big deal. You got to have time away. I've got a little work gig going on in mid-March, same thing. That, you know what, if you can get a chance to get away and put a trip together, now's the time to do it. Get out of this ice box and enjoy a little bit of sunshine. But anyway.
We found, you just handed me the sheet that was with the show plan. I grabbed it from my wife's desk. I think it is like Piedmont. Yeah. Got a great price to Punta Gorda, where my brother lives. We're going to rent a car, going to rent a Jeep convertible, and then drive down to the Keys. And we're going to spend five days in the Keys, go back, spend a night with him, and then shoot up to Knoxville and do the grandkid thing. So it's going to be a fantastic. My wife's never been to the Keys.
Oh, well.
So we're going to do a little fishing.
Bring your drinking hat.
We're going to do some fishing in Isle Mirada and then end up in Key West, and it'll be a train wreck.
Yep, it'll be good. Just drive safe, man. There's only one way in and one way out of that place. So anyway, Super Bowl. What's on your number one on your list for making? I got one, but I'll let you.
Well, start. I'm going to actually cover that in the fourth segment. But what I did this week was I just thought out. I've got a freezer load of beef since I've been on this strict diet, I mean, the meat is very sparse in our house. My poor wife has to fend for herself most of the time. She's spoiled. So I'm making salads all the time. She's about had it to here with them. But so I pulled out a package. I had my that half a cow I bought. I had all the ground beef put into pound and a half packages. So I thawed one of those out, and she said, you know, maybe some meatballs would be good. So I made meatloaf instead. So I put that on my grill indirectly and just charred it. It wasn't really smoking it. I just did the gas grill.
So you had to put that in some sort of a pan?
No. No, actually, I put it on my pizza stone.
Okay, so that it wasn't on the grates, right? And and the fat that rendered out of it just ran off?
It made beautiful smoke.
Okay, yep, yep.
That's your charcoal or your savory flavor that comes from burning meat, burning flesh. And then also, I bought a bag of Better Made butter pretzels to spoil myself because we had this big tub of Windschulers.
So the pretzels aren't spoiling you. It's the cheese and the pretzels.
Both of them, yeah. I don't eat pretzels like my wife does, but I do like the Better Made butter pretzels. And I was thrilled to death when they sent us some because I had been buying them for years and didn't realize it was them. There's only one pretzel I like, and it's that buttery pretzel. So that was my big splurge for the weekend.
Those would have been good on top of that meatloaf, too. If you put a little crust on top of there, that would have been a good one. Crumble them up. But I'm headed to a fiesta-type Super Bowl party tomorrow. And I'm going to bring – I was asked to bring the meat, and I am going to take a couple chuck roasts and smoke them up and then shred them so that we can use that as taco meat. And been farting around with a recipe and coming up with some tomato paste. This is one I found, right? But it sounds good to me. So I'm going to cover these chuck roasts with tomato paste, agave nectar, or honey. To get a little sweet on there. And then, of course, your onion, garlic, a little cumin, a little chili powder. And then they got oregano and coriander in there. And that little combination going to create a little crust on there.
That should be good.
And I'm going to throw that on the big green egg because I don't want to fire up the big smoker in this cold weather.
But I think for two chuck roasts.
Right, right. So the egg is going to be my weapon of choice. And smoke that thing until it starts to fall apart. And then I think it's going to be done because I want it to be like shredded beef.
Sure.
So we can put it in on a tortilla with a bunch of other happy stuff that we're going to have there. But just thought, you know what? I was racking my brain on what cut of meat to use, and I came up to chuck roast. And I've seen
that's,
you do that in
gonna
jerky.
It's going to be pretty pasty, though.
You think?
Well, with tomato paste?
Yeah. Well, it's so, just a little bit of it. Just
I understand.
Just to create a paste for
you might think about adding just a little bit of orange juice to that if you want to loosen it up.
Okay.
Something about that orange when you're going the Mexican side that I really like, especially
orange juice or concentrated
juice.
Or just the
just juice?
Just
orange juice.
Right. Yep. And all I was going to do, you know, the tomato paste is just a tablespoonful.
Yeah.
Is all that was going to be in there. But it's enough just to make that.
A little acid.
Yeah. And enough to make the seasonings into a little paste so I can rub them on there and not have them as the fat render. You know, chuck roast is pretty fatty.
Oh, yeah.
And so as that fat renders, you lose some of the seasoning. But anyway, I'm going to give that a run and I'll let you know how it turns out because. I've only got a dozen people that are going to be at this little get-together, and so I don't have to make a bunch of it, but I thought if I made enough, it'd freeze up pretty good, too.
We have a dilemma. We have two Super Bowl parties to go to, so halfway through one, we're going to another.
Oh, you're that guy.
Well, I'm bringing Oysters Rockefeller to the first one, so they'll all be passed out by halftime.
Yeah, right, right. I suppose we'll cover that a little later in the show.
We're going to gorge.
Right? So coming up next, we're going to be talking with a guy named Matt Smith from Pit Stop Catering. And Matt's got a little Guinness Book of World Record event going on for this this big game weekend. So we'll talk with him in a minute. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Since 59, been at the top of our game.
Howdy, it's Barbecue Bob from the Grilling Guys. We're working hard on Operation GI Barbecue, which is an effort to send a plane load of barbecue to our troops. Right now, go to GIBBQ.com, look at the Sapphire Ceramic Grill on auction. You can bid on this $2,000 ceramic grill package at RepoCast.com. That's SAFFIRE at RepoCast. So remember our troops at GIBBQ.com.
Have you ever wanted a great craft beer, but alcohol just isn't in the program that day? Well, the beer engineers at Schmoe's Brewing Company have engineered a beer just for you. A pale ale with less than a half a percent of alcohol. Ask for Schmoe's 120, where you dine or drink. It's the non-alcoholic answer with a craft beer taste. Schmoe's Brewing Company, Grand Rapids, Michigan, Beer City, USA.
Wouldn't it be sweet if life just came with an assist when you needed it? At State Farm, we live for a great assist, and that's why State Farm agent Sterling Massey is proud to be a part of the NBA, the National Bureau of Assists. Whether you're driving the lane or defending the house, when it comes to assisting you with your insurance and financial needs, Sterling and his staff make it look as easy as a behind-the-back dime dropper. Call Sterling Massey at 616-532-6071.
Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, I hope you're closing warm wherever you are and creating a little grill envy in your backyard. It's time for the big game this weekend, and we've got a guy that's doing a big deal here on the east side of Grand Rapids. Joining us right now is Matt Smith from Pit Stop Catering. Hey, Matt, how you doing, man?
Good. How are you guys doing? Made it through
the
cold?
Good. We're good, mate. We're really good. So Pit Stop Catering, tell us what you got going on, man.
So, for Super Bowl, wait, can I say that without being arrested?
Yeah, you just
who
did.
Who cares?
Yeah.
Dang it. We are doing our wing special again. The last few years, we've done close to 1,000 pounds each year, and it equates to about 12,000 wings. We were considering, we qualified actually to break the Guinness Book of World Record, but we actually had too much catering this week to try to do it. So, we're going to try it next year. And I think we can do it. We got to do about 30,000 chicken wings in 24 hours. But so what we do on Super Bowl Sunday is we're open 1 to 5, and there will be a line, but the line moves fast. We have three different flavors. Everything we do is smoked, long time cooking, so it's a lot of prep work. We have our a new flavor this year, too, Cubano chicken wing. We have our Sucker Punch, which is like a spicy barbecue with a late heat. And then we have our Asian Zing, and all those go over really well.
Okay, so you're just going to be cooking wings, and do you have to call ahead to reserve any of these, or do you just walk in, and if they're gone, they're gone?
As you well know, I never answer my phone, so no, don't try calling. They can try emailing, but most of our pre-orders are done, so they can walk in. We have about 700 pounds of wings this year, and we still have room for people to walk in and purchase them. And you can get them by the pound. Get them by the 10 pounds if you like. It comes about, depends on how much these cook down, about nine wings to a pound.
So, Matt, for that guy that's out there that wants to do something for the Super Bowl for himself, what are some good ideas for the grill or smoker?
This is a perfect time of year, depending on what kind of smoker you have, to try doing chili on a smoker. I mean, you prep all the chili, kind of make it ahead of time, and then just cook it on the smoker. We do a combo, like the chili that we sold this week. We call it our smoky red chili. We actually use some barbecue chicken, and we shred that, and then we use burger, and then a lot of tomatoes and peppers and so forth. Whatever you like for your style of chili, just throw it on your smoker. It adds a really good flavor to it. And the thing that I like if you have like a bullet-style smoker especially, you can put it right in the bullet or like a Smoky Mountain Weber, and it won't scorch because it's high enough off the coals, and it cooks it really evenly. You only have to stir it maybe once an hour, and it cooks really even. And there's nothing worse than forgetting about a chili and you'd scorch the bottom of it and you ruin the whole flavor. When you do it on a smoker, you don't do that.
Right, exactly. And now, are you cooking that in a tall pot or are you putting that like in a flat chafing pan?
So it depends on what we have going. Like this week, the base of my Rocky Mountain smoker got plowed in. It is under like 2 feet of snow. So I'm like, okay, that's not going to work.
Light a fire, baby.
Yeah, I know. It's funny because it's one of those things you forget. Hey, when this snow comes, it's not going to melt for a while.
Yeah.
And so what we did is we made our chili, and then about half of it we put into a big flat like steam pan.
Yep.
And then we threw that on our regular smokers and got it really smoky, and then mixed it in with the rest of it, and it worked out great. Tastes exactly the same.
Well, so tell us what mistakes people make when they typically try and do wings on their grill or their smoker.
They don't buy enough beer to start with. That's the rookie mistake there, because you don't want to have to go out in the middle of it.
Right.
Don't allow for enough time. So if you're having people over, let's say at 4 o'clock, don't plan on getting your wings done at 3:50. You know, a few minutes before, get them done early. So whatever your process is of how you like to do your wings, if you have people coming over at 4, get them done. Plan on getting them done at like 2:30, right? And then you can you can throw them into a pan and cover them tight. Throw them in your oven on really low, like 170, or even put them into a cooler.
Right.
Wrap them in the towel, put them in a cooler, and they will stay that temperature and they actually get more tender, and they'll be great. And so. In weather like we've been having, if you're shooting for 2:30 and not ready till 3:30, well, you're still okay because it's before your guests are getting there. So just give yourself extra time to do it. That's the big one.
I would tell you also, if you're going to do that, whatever dish you put them in, make sure you can wrap it with foil to keep all that steam inside there so they'll dry out real bad on you if you're not careful, especially if you're putting them in the oven.
Yes, and make sure the oven will go as low as you can. Most of them are 170. I like to add a little bit more sauce to them at the end, spray them with apple juice, and like you said, get it real tight with the foil. It's a good point.
Yeah. Cool. Well,
what are you guys cooking for the Super Bowl?
Oh, you know what? I was just talking to Bob in the previous segment. Is I'm going to make some chuck roast and make some shredded beef, and we're going to do like a little fiesta. You know, this is grazing time for me. The wings work perfect on that, but I just like to come by and make a little of this, a little of that, have a few bites, sit down, drink another beer, get up, eat some more. That's the way I rock these big games, and I'm going to do this couple chuck roasts, put a little spicy Mexican profile on it, and smoke that thing down till it's ready to shred.
That Mexican profile we've been doing a lot lately, and that's what we're doing with those Cubano wings. I cannot believe how good that stuff is and how well it's been going over. So that's a great call on that.
Yep. Very good. So, Matt, if somebody does want to come over and get some wings from you, where do they find you?
So we're at the end of 28th Street, almost as far east as you can go, 28th Street, just before Cascade Road. We're at 6479 28th Street. We're a little bit east of Walmart and in the D&W parking lot.
Okay.
Big sign that just says BBQ. And so when you get closer, you can tell it says pit stop. But if you come between 1 and 5, we'll have wings. We actually do have – we're doing some extra take and bake mac and cheese, cheesy tots, smoky beans, and there's one other side in there I can't think of right now. But it's great stuff to pick up. Just chuck in the oven. It only takes about 45 minutes in the oven, and it's ready to go.
Awesome. Well, we know you're busy. We'll let you roll. You got another big day ahead of you, so we appreciate your time, buddy.
Sure, thanks. It was good talking to you guys again.
All right. Okay. Thanks, Matt. Well, Matt Smith at Pit Stop Barbecue, I guess he bailed on the Guinness Book of World Record, but understandable. This guy does tons of catering events.
Yeah.
I was talking to him to set him up for the show, and he said first time ever he had a client cancel on him, but it was because half of his people didn't show up on the cold weather.
Right.
Right? So he didn't need all the food in the barbecue.
So depending on where you're listening, it doesn't matter where you're listening in North America. It's cold.
Right.
I called my brother down in Punta Gorda to say, hey, we're coming down in a week. And he's like, yeah, well, good thing you're waiting a week because it's like 50 here right now.
Yeah, right.
I'm like, aw.
Yeah, poor guy. But you do. You go down there for the warmth, right?
Yeah. And, that's why we're headed to the Keys.
And the gray hairs, right? Yeah, that'll be good. But coming up next, if you want something other than barbecue wings from the Pit Stop, we're going to be wrapping some stuff in bacon. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Have you missed episodes of The Grillin' Guys? Go to thegrillinguys.com and you can play episodes clear back to 2010. Subscribe to the podcast and you'll never miss another one again. That's thegrillinguys.com.
The Grillin' Guys are happy to introduce Fenn Valley Vineyards. Fenn Valley Vineyards is the oldest family-owned winery in Michigan, located in the middle of 45 acres of vineyards carpeting the rolling hills near Lake Michigan. Fenn Valley has prided itself in the production of classic European-style wines for the past 22 years. Visit their tasting rooms at the Vineyard or in Saugatuck, Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. On Sunday, they're open from 1 to 5. Go to fennvalley.com.
Hi, it's Shasta from Old World Olive Press. We are a Michigan-based company with stores in Rockford, Grand Rapids, Plymouth, and Birmingham. Visit our tasting rooms to sample over 50 varieties of award-winning olive oils and balsamic vinegars, carefully sourced from small-batch artisans in both hemispheres. We have cooking demonstrations and private parties to help you experience the treasures we've discovered. Step into our kitchen, downtown Rockford, and our newest location on Monroe Center, Old World Olive Press. Let us help you bring the magic into your home. Go to Old World Olive Press.
Hey, when's the last time you had a really great root beer float? I mean the kind that makes you remember walks with your grandfather. Come on over to Schmoe's Brewing Company in Grand Rapids or Petoskey, and we have some handcrafted root beer, probably the best in the state of Michigan. That's 2600 Patterson in Grand Rapids or 109 West Mitchell in Petoskey. You know you're dying for a good root beer float.
With the Grillin' Guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the Grillin' Guy rake, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You're gonna listen to the Grillin' Guys show.
Welcome back. You are listening to Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. It's about time, Bob, that we start talking about some little tasty treats off the smoker and grill for the big game.
That's right.
We're all grazing. That's what we're doing. So what you thinking, man?
Well, what I am doing is I'm going to do one item in the fourth quarter and fourth segment. But for the second half of the game, we're going to my daughter's house. And I want to bring something there, too. So what I'm bringing over there is bacon-wrapped grilled shrimp. And I've done them before, but I actually found this recipe online. And then I read all the reviews on it, and I liked what the people added on the reviews, so I'm going to alter it per the people that reviewed it.
Mm-hmm.
And I've never done that before. I've always just altered it per my liking.
You're cool. The supreme reviewer.
Well, no, but they, you know, this is really cool. I've never tried that, and I got rid of Google as a search engine and went to DuckDuckGo, and I'm finding that my feeds are all different now. I'm finding stuff that wasn't coming to me before, which is really cool.
Man was controlling your computer.
When you shop for something online, and the next thing you know, you're surfing, and you're getting fed all these ads for things you were looking for. It's just after a while that creeps me out. It's like, okay, you guys, you're watching too much. So anyway, I went to DuckDuckGo, and I found this wonderful site that has some recipes. I've never seen this site before, and then the reviews were absolutely perfect, other than, you know, a few snide people on there that have to
ridicule. That's the world of reviews, right?
You're going to give everyone food poisoning, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, so this one's pretty cool. I'm going to go with the grill at about 400. If it's really bad out tomorrow, I might do them in my broiler before I leave because that Thermador range I got from Garrett's has an infrared broiler in it. And infrared, you know, professional steakhouses use infrared broilers the same way. When they cook a steak, very often it'll be on a skillet, and they'll stick it in an infrared broiler. And because they get to 1,600 degrees, and it's just better than putting it on a grill and having the infrared burner below it because it gets too hot and it flares up and, you know, you can get too much char. So I'm going to probably do that, and I'm going to do some Argentinian shrimp.
What are those? What's the significance of Argentinian shrimp?
Just some that I got in the freezer. They were frozen, and I need to use them. And they're Argentinian. They were beautiful. They were a deal. And they're big and red and kind of a nice size. I don't want them too small if I have to wrap them. That's my
right.
thought.
Right.
I got some small ones, but these, I don't know, these are talking to me. I brought a pack with me last weekend to this gig we were at with the Old World Olive people, and they turned out just great. So I'm going to wrap them. These are already deveined, which is great. If they're not deveined, you got to make sure you devein them, you know, and get the shell off them, because if they're not deveined, that's telling me they're probably not shelled either, right? So everybody knows how to do that. I won't bother going through that. But the one little thing that this other reviewer put in there was, she said, you know, when you devein them, you kind of butterfly them, right?
Right.
And she said she put cream cheese in that and then wrapped the bacon around them, and she said it was ridiculous. So
those are pretty good sized shrimp, then, if you can create a crevice big enough to put some cream cheese in.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Right?
Just carve out some little, is it cold? And then when I finish it off, I have this beautiful Asian ginger sauce that I've been dying to use. So I'm going to throw that on there, and I'm going to probably do about 2 minutes on each side because they're raw, and the bacon is just going to be some average bacon. It's not thick bacon. I want it to be able to wrap it. Oscar Mayer's one of my favorites for the thin stuff. And so I'll wrap a little bacon around it after I put the cream cheese in there and put them in the broiler and just hit them. And give them 2 minutes, flip them, 2 minutes.
Think that'll get that bacon done?
Yeah, well, I'm gonna find out.
Right. Doesn't have to be like crumbly crisp, but it just needs to be cooked through.
Yeah, and right? I might even actually just fire up the infrared grill outside and do them outside because it's going to be nice tomorrow. So
right.
It won't be so bad. But I like playing with different gadgets anyway. You know?
Absolutely.
So I was thrilled to try that infrared for the first time, and you know I'm an infrared freak. So
right.
Anyway, I'm going to top them off with just a little bit of this Asian ginger sauce.
Is that something you bought, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
You know, just like you, there's some
– right.
You just get to shopping down the aisle. You find all these sauces. You just don't have to make everything.
Right, and you know the profiles that you
it's
like.
It's going to work.
Read the ingredients.
Right.
Right, and you know, convenience is not a bad word.
Hey, if that man – made enough money to bottle it, it's probably pretty good.
Yeah.
Somebody bought it long before he bottled it.
Yeah. Yep. Exactly. Good point. Very good point. So bacon wrapped shrimp, you're going to put those on a skewer or are you just going to leave
them
in?
They're already on a skewer.
Okay. So how are you keeping the bacon on them? Because sometimes that's a problem for people, especially when you flip stuff.
I might take them off the skewer. I'm not sure. I'll know when I get done with it. But even typically, if you just wrap it so that the end ends up on the bottom piece you put on first, it'll weld itself to the shrimp. So I'll find out. It's probably going to take a whole slice per shrimp. I don't like putting toothpicks through them just because that ends up being an issue when you're serving them. But then the other thing I'm going to do is tonight we have some friends coming over, and they want to do nachos. Well, my wife asked me for nachos. So
they stay until midnight?
Nope, we're going to do them early.
Oh, okay. I don't know. I don't know how nachos taste at your house if they're not done at midnight.
So I don't care about your nacho recipe so much as I want to know, you know, how you do them if you're going to do them on the grill.
Okay. And that's what you're going to do?
Well, I wonder how you do it.
I don't do them on the grill. I'm a broiler guy.
Oh.
Because I'm impatient.
Oh.
Okay. I mean, honestly, I think you could do them on the grill. I believe I'd have to do them offset, and I'd keep the lid closed to create a little convective heat.
Exactly.
Right? And then I think that I would probably put the cheese on a little bit in the middle of the cook rather than load it up at the beginning. Maybe the first layer of cheese, but I kind of like that to get heated through before you burn the cheese on the top, especially if I'm broiling. But if I put it in the grill with indirect heat, I don't know. I'm just thinking out
loud. I've never done them in the broiler. Now, our new oven has convection, so I have been having fun doing on convective. But typically doing them on the grill, I always just bake nachos. I put them in at 385, and they seem to turn out all right. But on the grill, I guess my thought was everybody has a different grill.
Yeah, they do.
Right? Yep. So you don't want to just say, well, here's how you do it, because what if I've just got a basic $200 gas grill? Well, it'll still work.
Right.
But maybe I'm like you and I've got a big four burner, you know,
Right.
Royal King or Charbroil, whatever
right,
that
yep.
thing is you've got. Royal Master. So the average guy, let's say he has a basic three-burner grill. Well, there's probably not enough room to do a true offset is what I'm thinking.
Okay.
Right?
Yep.
Because you're only
going to
have
one. Depending on the size of your pan.
You're only going to have one burner that way, and that makes it kind of hard. So I'm thinking that the simple way that works for everyone is to just put them on a pizza stone. And here's why I like a pizza stone. Because it's cold out, you can turn that, if your grill's pathetic and you have a hard time getting it to 400, crank it up for 20 minutes, let it get to 400, build up your nachos on that pizza stone, and then bring that out there and set the whole thing on that hot burner. Unlike doing a pizza where you're going to set the stone out there and heat it up before you bring your pizza out on a spit. This way, you want that stone to be kind of room temperature so it'll absorb all that heat and let the convective cook those nachos a bunch, get that savory smoke on there, and not burn them on the bottom, because that's what you'd want to do if you put them on a cookie sheet.
Right.
You'd be burning the bottom.
Right. You'd get black chips on the bottom. And
we've all done
warm
that.
Ones, yeah, barely warm ones on
all
the top.
All done that.
Yeah. So coming up next, we're going to continue down this road of tasty treats on your grill for the big game. Get out your oyster. We might rock that fella. Stick with us. We'll be back.
This is Sal Cipriano, CEO of Better Made Snack Foods. Ever wonder why our Better Made potato chips taste so good? They're made with homegrown potatoes from West Michigan farms. So when you're driving to the beach, a festival, or a ballpark, and you pass by those farms, think of Better Made potato chips. Better yet, stop by your favorite grocer or convenience store and pick up a bag for the trip. For nearly 90 years, Better Made Snack Foods are Better Made.
Hi, this is Tim Sobey. Sobey Meats is an 11-year-old business on Remembrance Drive in Walker. We have high-quality custom meats as well as seafood, produce, beer, and wine. Sobey Meats is proud to supply the barbecue enthusiasts with over 50 sauces, Kansas City and Memphis rubs, as well as barbecue supplies. Our meat counter is 60 feet long with 70 different homemade sausages. Check us out at SobeyMeats.com. That's SobeyMeats.com.
Barbecue Bob, and I want to tell you about the biggest beer store in West Michigan. Siciliano's Market at 2840 Lake Michigan Drive has the most craft beers I've ever seen in one location. Siciliano's is a family business that works hard to bring you the best beers in the world to the West Michigan market. Visit Siciliano's and check out the huge selection of home brewing supplies as well. That's Siciliano's Market at SicilianoMKT.com.
This is Jop from the Grillin' Guys, and I want to talk to you about Garrett's Appliances, which is your one-stop shop for all your barbecue supplies, tools, grills, and smokers in West Michigan. Garrett's has grills for your outdoor kitchen. In fact, we at Home Life Outdoor Kitchens use them exclusively as our supplier for the very best equipment available. That's GarrettsAppliances.com, GarrettsAppliances.com.
Back. Well, there's some vintage music for the big game. That's kind of cool. Thanks, Brian.
I don't know if it's vintage or futuristic. I can't say I've ever heard that one.
Oh, you haven't? No. Oh, that's early on.
Oh.
That's an NFL classic right there. That's Hall of Fame music.
Can you
baby.
Say NFL?
I can say anything I want because I pay to be on this big airway.
Are you ready for some football?
Right.
That's my favorite song anyway.
Okay. So, again, we're traveling down the road of tasty treats for the big game.
Yeah.
And Bob is taking it up a notch. Oysters, Rockefeller.
Well, I'm going to a very swanky, my first party is a very swanky party. It's in
No wonder you're only staying for half the game.
It's in a highbrow neighborhood, and there will be some people there that are used to eating some very good food. and I don't want to disappoint. And they've come to expect something. I've got to outdo myself each year. This is going to be impossible in three more years because it'll be, hey, I'm grilling some hot dogs. We're going to have to hit the reset button.
Yeah.
So anyway, I've heard of several other recipes, and I tried them from a guy that I met in an airport years ago I told you about. And everybody's interpretation of a good oysters Rockefeller is different. There, you know, there's
varies
there's
by
no,
fella.
It does. And so I just said, okay, I've got to find a recipe that makes sense to me.
So what'd you find?
And this thing to me made sense, and I'm gonna put it on the website because I started the prepping last night, and I'll finish it up on site at my buddy's house. So basically, this one calls for one of your favorites, and that is to pre-make a butter. Mm-hmm. And this butter,
I enjoy compound butters.
Yes, you bet. This butter, I think you'll like because it's going to have 2 cups of butter. I'm going to use salted because that's what I have.
Mm-hmm.
I fried up my bacon already last night because I love doing that. It's got blue cheese, garlic, scallions. I'm going to use green onions instead of scallions. Just my preference.
Tops, yep.
Just my preference. Well,
pretty
use
much.
The whole thing on both of them.
Pretty much.
Yep. I can't tell a whole lot of difference. So
right.
Not that.
Well, wait a minute. You're going to the highbrow party
not
for
that
the
refined.
Discerning palates. You might want to rethink
Oh,
that.
No. They drink Bud Light, so they're not that discerning. They like the wow effect, and then they pull out a Bud Light.
Eat with your eyes first, right? Your nose
then
second.
Then some red pepper flakes, some fresh lemon juice, and some hot sauce. So basically, I have fried up the bacon, and I have it all chopped up. I use some nice thick bacon from Sobe, and
so this is a compound butter that you're going to mix up and you're going to chill to get it back to a solidified state.
When I get home this afternoon, I'm going to blend all this stuff together. And by the time I'm done whipping it up in Maureen's big mixer, it's going to be kind of fluffy. Then I'll lightly fold in the blue cheese very lightly because I don't want to break it all up and turn it to mush, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And then I'm just going to roll it up on some wax paper into a couple logs, and I'll bring the logs over to my buddy's house.
Right.
And they're going to be skinnier, smaller logs, so when I slice them, it'll fit right on that oyster shell, and then I'm going to put the raw oyster on top of it.
Okay. And then you're going to broil them?
I'm going to throw them on his grill.
There you go. All right. Ooh.
He's got a big primo, so I'm going to throw him on the primo.
Oh, yeah, there you go. Wow, that sounds good.
I know. I'm excited about it. And I'm going to save a little bit of blue cheese and just sprinkle it over it in the last minute they're on the grill. Just
and how long, because so you've shelled the oyster. You're using the shell as your vessel.
Yep.
You're going to put this butter, compound butter in there and set an oyster that you've already taken out of the shell.
Yes.
Back on top of the butter. And you're going to
So I'm I'm evicting them all.
Right.
I'm draining the juice.
Okay.
And I'm throwing this butter on. I'm throwing the oyster on top and serving them up to the gods.
And then how long do you think that'll – I mean, are you cooking that hot? Are you cooking that slow?
It's going to be pretty high temperature on a charcoal Kamado.
Okay.
The Primo, which I actually sold Bob years ago. And I think it's going to take about 6 minutes.
Okay. 5 or 6 minutes?
Yeah.
Do you have a plate setter between the charcoal, or are you putting them right on the grates?
Nope. Going to be direct.
But and then so you'll have to close that lid of that Kamado.
Most people are going to use a charcoal grill, right?
Right. Right.
So I'd rather tell them how to do it on a regular charcoal grill.
Right.
Most people don't have a $2,000 Primo.
Right. Yep. And Primo, green egg, whatever your flavor is on those. The problem with a Kamado grill is when you open the top of it, it takes a huge breath of air.
It wants to take off.
And it'll take off and it'll get hot in a hurry.
Well, and there's a way to solve it. Just put just very little charcoal in there.
Right.
Because they're stingy with charcoal. It doesn't take much.
You're right, it doesn't.
So. Yep. We tend to want to overload them because we grew up on Weber kettles.
Right.
And we put a bunch in.
Right.
And even then, we were probably putting too much in.
Yeah.
That's why they made the chimney, because you're supposed to load that up.
And that's your.
And that was all you needed.
Right. That's your allotment.
And it's amazing how much that'll do.
Yeah. Because you're right. When I get ready to do a smoke
or
whatever.
Well, that time you took care of your eyebrows.
Right.
That's what you did.
Yeah. You load up that Kamado, and that was the point I wanted you to go for, is you don't need to load that charcoal chamber.
You had a smoky bourbon unintentionally.
Right, right. Well, I do like smoky bourbon. Speaking of good things to have at the big party, right?
Yeah. I have never tried doing that.
What, drinking bourbon at a party?
Smoking bourbon. How do you do that?
Generally, what I see is it's done by the glass, and then they'll have it in a shot glass, and they'll light a piece of herb or a small little shard of wood, and it'll burn a little bit, and then they stick that and put a bigger glass over top of it.
I've seen people
and
do that.
That smoke just it gets into the shot you're drinking.
So they're just doing it in the bar.
Right.
Yeah. I thought you literally threw some bourbon in the smoker.
No. You could.
Yeah.
I don't know if it evaporated or not.
I've seen that technique. I think thyme or rosemary or something is what I've seen them do.
Right. And you know what? Or a little stave of maybe applewood or cherry wood smoking. And
weed's
know.
Legal now.
Right. Yeah.
Hey.
That's smoking and bourbon. That's not smoked bourbon, Bob.
So
there's a difference.
Here's something that a lot of people overlook, Jop, and that is just a plain old turkey breast. And you can get these in a lot of places, but I'm thinking Sara Lee and some of these people have them, and they're generally frozen. But if your butcher has them fresh, just a beautiful, nice, big turkey breast.
They're usually like 3-4 pounds.
Yeah. Yep. They're beautiful size. And I'm a white meat person, so I love chicken breasts and I love turkey breasts. But there's something about with the skin on a turkey breast and just a nice amount of rub on it and indirectly putting that on your grill and getting a little smoke to it and bringing that thing up to 165 and then just parking it. Give it a half an hour, wrap it up in foil, throw it in your cooler, wherever you want to stow it. But now if you're going to a tailgate party, you pull out your little cool little cutting board. You know, everybody's got one cool one that you can bring to a party. And your best knife. Now, I'll bring a cheap knife because somebody's going to steal it.
And, another vote for this highbrow party you're going to.
So, and then just slice it on a little bit of a bias and leave it right on that board, let it lay down nicely, and bring that out with some baguettes. And that makes just for a beautiful, manly sandwich.
It's time for some man law.
Now you're a man! A man, man, man! Now you're a man! A manly, manly, man! A man, man, man! You are now a man! You're a man! Now you're a man!
Today's man law is appropriate, especially if you're on one of the teams that'll be playing. When in a public shower, no man will look below the shoulders. Also, no eye-to-eye contact for more than 1 second is allowed. If eye contact occurs, nod upwards and look away. There's a rule for everything, Brian.
Word.
We're being produced today by Mr. Brian Fonger, the wizard of the big board, and we appreciate him making us sound better than we really are.
Right. Bob, I've got one that's a great side dish, easy to do. Get your favorite mac and cheese, and don't care how you make it. I like white cheddar cheese, but where I'm going is I'm taking these better-made hot chips, and I'm crumbling them up, a big bag of them, down to a dust, and I'm going to spread that stuff right across my mac and cheese for the last 15 minutes that's in there. And that little bit of hot with the saltiness of the chip mixed in with the cheesiness of that mac and cheese. Baby, I'm telling you, that
my
is a
mom
good
used
bite.
To do that.
That is a good bite. It's super simple.
Yeah.
But those better made chips that are the hot and spicy ones, they come in a red bag and they got a little flame on them, right?
She didn't do that. She just used the bottom of the bag that was already crumbs.
Yeah.
People were so much thriftier in the 60s and 70s.
Coming up next, we're going to maybe heat your dog up a little bit with an atomic turd. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Yeah.
If your window sticks, slips, squeak, or leak, then it's time to replace them with Anderson Windows from Standale Lumber's Home Center in Standale. Standard and custom sizes along with low-E glass, low-maintenance exteriors, and rich wood interior can turn simple window replacement into serious home improvement. You'll feel increased security, your home will be much quieter and more comfortable, but the increased curb appeal will make you proud of your home and its new facelift from your Anderson Windows and Standale Lumber's Home Center. 4100 Lake Michigan Drive, Standale, or find us on the web at standalelumber.com.
Hey guys, Schmoes now has two locations, 2600 Patterson here in Grand Rapids and 109 West Mitchell in Petoskey now. So when you're up north, you can grab some Schmoes as well. Remember, you can get all your favorites, Bone Crusher, Hop Knocker, Treasure Chest, Amber Tees, Michigan Hands Pale Ale, and India Pale Ale, or one of our great root beers. Once again, that's Grand Rapids and Petoskey. Engineering better Michigan beer.
Welcome back. You're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, we're going to wrap up the show here with a couple quick recipes for tasty things on your grill for the big game.
You know, that bumper music, I felt like I was playing an 80s video game. There was like a Space Invaders
pew,
game.
Pew, and, pew, yeah. Pew, pew.
I'm waiting for the guy to give me my command.
Yeah. Go ahead, John.
Anyway, hey, you know what? Everybody likes their jalapeno poppers, and everybody's got a recipe for them. But I'm gonna ratchet this one up a notch. Not everybody likes jalapenos. They don't like the heat. So I'm going to go with a poblano pepper.
Nice.
And that's longer.
Yes.
Right? And what I'm going to do is I'm going to put some cream cheese in there, just like you do in a jalapeno. But then I'm going to take a meat stick, and because it's bigger, I'm going to put a meat stick in
there.
Not
just any meat stick, right, but a really good locally made meat stick.
That's right. From your butcher, my butcher is Sobey Meats. But I'm going to get some of his medium with cheese, medium heat with cheese,
yes,
meat sticks.
My
put a chunk
favorite
of that in there.
Stick.
Right. Put a chunk of that in there. And then he has this stuff called Parkside Kielbasa, but you can get any kielbasa you want. And I'm going to lay that out, flatten it out, and create a coat around that pepper with the cream cheese and the meat stick in it.
Just like you do for a fatty.
Fatty, yep. Right. And then I'm going to wrap it in bacon. I'm not going to do a weave. I'm just going to wrap a spiral around it. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to set those on my smoker. And it's going to take a while because I've got raw sausage and I've got raw bacon in there. The meat stick, cream cheese, and pepper that's on the inside, that's all edible right out of the box. Okay, so I'm just going to let this thing firm up and get that sausage done. And then I'm going to slice them in pieces and serve them with a little finger-sized bite, man.
Oh, God, that sounds good.
These things are going to be the bomb.
That sounds good.
And
sounds like an atomic turd.
Right, yeah, exactly.
That's what you'll have the next day.
Yeah, right.
You know, and you might think about if you are using a smoker to, like, finish them off on your grill or run that smoker temp up, if it's strong enough, to about 400 for the last 15 or 20 minutes so you can crisp up that bacon so you don't have chicken neck.
Right, exactly. But anyway, that's my go-to. Is that I'm going to do these little bombs, atomic turds. I'm calling them, and we'll see how they turn out. But I've made them before, and I will make them again.
Well, this is a whole new concoction you're doing now.
Right, I'm
taking
it
to the next level.
Right, I'm headed to Sobey Meats after the show to pick up my ingredients, and we're going to go from there. I am going to pick up my chuck roast up over there too for my shredded Mexican beef.
I've been going to a market. And it's a national chain. It's called Fresh Thyme.
Yep.
They have like a really nice selection of some different stuff. It's like Trader Joe's meets Whole Foods. Real reasonably priced. I mean, I think the prices are fantastic.
We have one right here in Grand Rapids.
Yeah, yep. I've been going there.
Yep.
Well, the one I go to is on Burton.
Yeah, Breton and Burton.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
That's where it is in Grand Rapids.
What a fantastic store. I love that place.
Yep.
Yeah.
And they do
just
have,
buy all kinds of great vegetables.
Yeah, that's where I was going, is they do have stuff that your bigger grocers don't carry because it's not mainstream.
So right? For your poblanos, I'm thinking the bigger supermercados or La Familias, the Mexican supermarkets are going to have a nice pepper selection too.
Right. Yep. They all do. They all do.
Yeah.
But
well, that sounds good. So nobody's going to be watching the game. They're going to all be standing around the snacks.
Grazing. Yeah, you know, the Super Bowl commercials come on, and that's always the big dilemma, is do you watch the commercials or do you break from the game and go graze? And I think you just do both.
So who are you betting on?
You know what? My heart wants me to see that Tom Brady wins one more because I think he's got to be at the tail end of his career. Yeah. But the young guns coming in from L.A., you know what? They got just as great of a chance. So I'm a Patriots guy.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. All right. Well, hey, you've been listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Get out in your backyard. It's warming up. Fire up a grill or a smoker. Create some grill envy in your neighborhood. We'll talk with you next week.